Вариант 22.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «AF» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Homework affects my family. Whenever we want to go out to eat as a family, we can't because I have homework to do. It just puts us in a bad mood. Nobody likes to help with homework. Night after night, after 5 hours of sitting and trying to solve the problem, you get grounded for not having done it. It's just frustrating. Very, very frustrating. I just hate it because when I get home, I want to relax instead of having to work in my spare time. I wish I could see the day when there is no homework. I hope to see such a day.
Speaker B.
It depends on what age you are. I've just graduated from my final year of high school, and I think we got way too much homework. I'm not against homework, because in the younger grades, you need all the training you can get before it starts to really matter. But in our final year, while we had so much work outside of class that counted towards our final mark, excess work, which didn't count for any marks, was just stressful and stupid. That happens a lot at school. It makes you get bad marks because you have to concentrate on other things.
Speaker C.
In high school, I did very little homework. In fact, I studied very little too, except right before tests, and I was in all AP classes and all that.
If I did get homework, I rarely did it. I usually copied or sparknoted it. I graduated and got into a really good college. Now I'm dying. I can't do my homework properly just because I have incredible amounts of it. I barely have time to finish it all, even though I have no job. I'm only taking 14 hours. Not to mention that I never party or go out. It's a pity that I haven't got used to doing homework.
Speaker D.
Everybody hates homework at some point, just because we get too much of it. I used to absolutely hate the idea of homework, but within the last years, I realized that any school wants what's best for your own future. You may be young, and you really don't understand what homework does, but it develops a sense of logic and creates a fulfilling personality that other people will like. Not only does it make you more intelligent, but it also enhances your personality. Because of that, now I fully participate in school.
Speaker E.
I don't like the idea of homework. I do enough work and learn at school, and we seem to spend more time at school than we do at home already. So I believe homework takes up time we could be spending with our family or having fun. It causes even more stress. I try to do my homework. I do it when I understand what we're doing, which is pretty rare. But even then, I still attempt to do it. I get tons of homework in science and algebra, my two worst subjects. If I got more homework in English or history, I might actually enjoy doing it.
Speaker F.
Well, I can't say I enjoy doing lots of homework. I guess it depends on the subject you're taking. I did art subjects last year, so there really wasn't so much homework. Well, most of it I did anyway, but if it was for a subject that I didn't particularly like, I probably just forgot. Yet, I believe homework is rather beneficial, as it helps you review what you've studied at school. It lets you learn on your own and at your own pace. But at the same time, I think that you should be able to relax while you're not at school.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Homework affects my family. Whenever we want to go out to eat as a family, we can't because I have homework to do. It just puts us in a bad mood. Nobody likes to help with homework. Night after night, after 5 hours of sitting and trying to solve the problem, you get grounded for not having done it. It's just frustrating. Very, very frustrating. I just hate it because when I get home, I want to relax instead of having to work in my spare time. I wish I could see the day when there is no homework. I hope to see such a day.
Speaker B.
It depends on what age you are. I've just graduated from my final year of high school, and I think we got way too much homework. I'm not against homework, because in the younger grades, you need all the training you can get before it starts to really matter. But in our final year, where we had so much work outside of class that counted towards our final mark, excess work, which didn't count for any marks, was just stressful and stupid. That happens a lot at school. It makes you get bad marks because you have to concentrate on other things.
Speaker C.
In high school, I did very little homework. In fact, I studied very little too, except right before tests, and I was in all AP classes and all that.
If I did get homework, I rarely did it. I usually copied or sparknoted it. I graduated and got into a really good college. Now I'm dying. I can't do my homework properly just because I have incredible amounts of it. I barely have time to finish it all, even though I have no job. I'm only taking 14 hours. Not to mention that I never party or go out. It's a pity that I haven't got used to doing homework.
Speaker D.
Everybody hates homework at some point, just because we get too much of it. I used to absolutely hate the idea of homework, but within the last years, I realised that any school wants what's best for your own future. You may be young, and you really don't understand what homework does, but it develops a sense of logic and creates a fulfilling personality that other people will like. Not only does it make you more intelligent, but it also enhances your personality. Because of that, now I fully participate in school.
Speaker E.
I don't like the idea of homework. I do enough work and learn at school, and we seem to spend more time at school than we do at home already. So I believe homework takes up time we could be spending with our family or having fun. It causes even more stress. I try to do my homework. I do it when I understand what we're doing, which is pretty rare. But even then, I still attempt to do it. I get tons of homework in science and algebra, my two worst subjects. If I got more homework in English or history, I might actually enjoy doing it.
Speaker F.
Well, I can't say I enjoy doing lots of homework. I guess it depends on the subject you're taking. I did art subjects last year, so there really wasn't so much homework. Well, most of it I did anyway, but if it was for a subject that I didn't particularly like, I probably just forgot. Yet, I believe homework is rather beneficial, as it helps you review what you've studied at school. It lets you learn on your own and at your own pace. But at the same time, I think that you should be able to relax while you're not at school.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A-G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, madam. What can I do for you today?
Could you show me that plate? It's quite lovely. Where was it made?
Oh, I see you have excellent taste. Yes, that one is beautiful, isn't it? It's a local pottery. I think it was painted here by a local artist.
It's really something. Do you have anything else by this artist?
Well, I'm not really sure who exactly painted which pieces of pottery. But here are some similar pieces.
No, they're really not the same. You see, I collect traditional Scottish pottery. I'm particularly interested in this style.
Well, how about these two plates over here? I had them bought in just this morning. They're also made using traditional hand-painting techniques.
Yes, those are quite nice. What about the prices?
Obviously, it depends on what you'd like to buy. That plate that you were first looking at cost £50.
£50? That's quite expensive. I can't afford that.
Remember, these are hand-painted pieces of pottery. That kind of handicraft work doesn't come cheaply.
Yes, I understand that. But I really think that £50 is just too much.
Listen, I can see that you are in love with that plate. Let's just make it £45 if you take more than one plate. I'd really like you to take these plates home with you.
How about £35? I really can't go any higher than that.
I really can't. I mean, that would be selling at cost.
Well, I would like to buy these three plates, and £5 is absolutely the most I can add.
All right. I really shouldn't. The artist is going to have me put out of business for selling his wares at such low prices.
Come. Let's not exaggerate. I know the real price of these plates.
You're a clever one, aren't you?
I'm just someone who pays close attention to what I spend. I never buy overpriced items.
There's no shame in that. Here you are.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a pleasant day.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Hello, madam. What can I do for you today?
Could you show me that plate? It's quite lovely. Where was it made?
Oh, I see you have excellent taste. Yes, that one is beautiful, isn't it? It's a local pottery. I think it was painted here by a local artist.
It's really something. Do you have anything else by this artist?
Well, I'm not really sure who exactly painted which pieces of pottery. But here are some similar pieces.
No, they're really not the same. You see, I collect traditional Scottish pottery. I'm particularly interested in this style.
Well, how about these two plates over here? I had them bought in just this morning. They're also made using traditional hand-painting techniques.
Yes, those are quite nice. What about the prices?
Obviously, it depends on what you'd like to buy. That plate that you were first looking at cost £50.
£50? That's quite expensive. I can't afford that.
Remember, these are hand-painted pieces of pottery. That kind of handicraft work doesn't come cheaply.
Yes, I understand that. But I really think that £50 is just too much.
Listen, I can see that you are in love with that plate. Let's just make it £45 if you take more than one plate. I'd really like you to take these plates home with you.
How about £35? I really can't go any higher than that.
I really can't. I mean, that would be selling at cost.
Well, I would like to buy these three plates, and £5 is absolutely the most I can add.
All right. I really shouldn't. The artist is going to have me put out of business for selling his wares at such low prices.
Come. Let's not exaggerate. I know the real price of these plates.
You're a clever one, aren't you?
I'm just someone who pays close attention to what I spend. I never buy overpriced items.
There's no shame in that. Here you are.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a pleasant day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите рассказ знаменитой актрисы и продюсера комедийных передач о своей работе. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
People often ask me whether my humor is a gift. I guess every kid has something they're good at and that you hope they find and gravitate towards. This is my thing. I don't think I was supposed to be a gymnast and accidentally landed on this. My whole family often played to each other. My mom's a dry wit and she's one of my comedy inspirations. Philadelphians have a smart, alecky humor. A college roommate from the South said, "How come when I ask someone in your family a question, they give a smart, alec answer before the real one?" I think it's the difference between the North and the South. My dad has a good sense of silliness. He was the one to let me and my brother stay up to watch comedies. He introduced us to the Marx Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, and even the Three Stooges. My parents were extremely encouraging and always made it seem like we could achieve anything we wanted. They were generous with their praise and their time, but also good, strict parents. The first time one of my friends met them, my mom came in and gave me a million kisses. My friend was surprised because he didn't even know what that was. For me, it always felt like there was a real safety net there. It made it okay to try and it was really great. My favorite day at 30 Rock is Thursday, when the show airs. At lunch, we screen the episodes for everyone to watch together, to see the stuff we all worked on, to hear the crew laugh. Well, it's great fun, and I still get the hit when I get a good laugh. Laughter pleases me much more than applause. You can prompt applause with a sign. My friend, SNL writer Seth Meyers, coined the term clapter, which is when you do a political joke and people go, "Woohoo!" It means they sort of approve but didn't really like it that much. You hear a lot of that on The Daily Show. I'm not a mean person, even though my humor has sometimes been described as biting. But I have a capacity for it. I have the biting comment formed somewhere in the back of my head, like it's in captivity. Sometimes people expect that I'm going to be tough. It's not a bad situation. People treat you better. The rules of improvisation are about taking risks, saying yes, and jumping in. One of my teachers at Second City said that learning to be an improviser is like doing the hokey pokey. You put your whole self in and you shake it all about. You just jump in. At SNL, when you come downstairs to leave after the show, there are people waiting for autographs. A lot of the young women I talked to there told me they wanted to be writers. I always tried to encourage them. I think the world has too many actresses. There have always been different types of people if you look at great comedians. You have John Belushi and Richard Pryor, who lived dangerously. Then you have Jerry Seinfeld and Bob Newhart, who are happily married, mild guys. And their humor doesn't come from a place where they need to almost die to make comedy. You don't have to be crazy to make comedy. To make comedy, maybe you just have to work hard and be funny.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
People often ask me whether my humor is a gift. I guess every kid has something they're good at and that you hope they find and gravitate towards. This is my thing. I don't think I was supposed to be a gymnast and accidentally landed on this. My whole family often played to each other. My mom's a dry wit and she's one of my comedy inspirations. Philadelphians have a smart alecky humor. A college roommate from the South said, "How come when I ask someone in your family a question, they give a smart aleck answer before the real one?" I think it's the difference between the North and the South. My dad has a good sense of silliness. He was the one to let me and my brother stay up to watch comedies. He introduced us to the Marx Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, and even the Three Stooges. My parents were extremely encouraging and always made it seem like we could achieve anything we wanted. They were generous with their praise and their time, but also good, strict parents. The first time one of my friends met them, my mom came in and gave me a million kisses. My friend was surprised because he didn't even know what that was. For me, it always felt like there was a real safety net there. It made it okay to try and it was really great. My favorite day at 30 Rock is Thursday, when the show airs. At lunch, we screen the episodes for everyone to watch together, to see the stuff we all worked on, to hear the crew laugh. Well, it's great fun, and I still get the hit when I get a good laugh. Laughter pleases me much more than applause. You can prompt applause with a sign. My friend, SNL writer Seth Meyers, coined the term clapter, which is when you do a political joke and people go, "Woohoo!" It means they sort of approve but didn't really like it that much. You hear a lot of that on The Daily Show. I'm not a mean person, even though my humor has sometimes been described as biting. But I have a capacity for it. I have the biting comment formed somewhere in the back of my head, like it's in captivity. Sometimes people expect that I'm going to be tough. It's not a bad situation. People treat you better. The rules of improvisation are about taking risks, saying yes, and jumping in. One of my teachers at Second City said that learning to be an improviser is like doing the hokey pokey. You put your whole self in and you shake it all about. You just jump in. At SNL, when you come downstairs to leave after the show, there are people waiting for autographs. A lot of the young women I talked to there told me they wanted to be writers. I always tried to encourage them. I think the world has too many actresses. There have always been different types of people if you look at great comedians. You have John Belushi and Richard Pryor, who lived dangerously. Then you have Jerry Seinfeld and Bob Newhart, who are happily married, mild guys. And their humor doesn't come from a place where they need to almost die to make comedy. You don't have to be crazy to make comedy. To make comedy, maybe you just have to work hard and be funny.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.